From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Monday said there's no indication the gunman who killed 49 people at an Orlando nightclub early Sunday was directed from outside the U.S. or was part of a network. But James Comey says he appears to have become a homegrown extremist who espoused support for Islamist militant groups.
So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States, and we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network. It is also not entirely clear at this point just what terrorist group he aspired to support, although he made clear his affinity at the time of the attack for ISIL, and generally leading up to the attack for radical Islamist groups.
Comey said it does appear 29-year-old Omar Mateen was inspired by radical Islamist groups and radicalized online. Mateen died in a shootout with police following the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Mateen's father, Sadiq Mir Mateen, Monday condemned his son's action.
My family is completely, they are shocked. They can't believe, what did he do?
He wished the wounded a speedy recovery. President Obama is to visit Orlando on Thursday. A psychologist testified Monday that South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius is a broken man who is in need of hospitalization, not jail time, for the 2013 killing of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The 29-year-old double amputee who was in the courtroom on Monday faces a minimum 15-year jail term after his conviction of culpable homicide was upgraded on appeal. Pistorius maintains he mistook Steenkamp for a nighttime intruder when he fired four times through a bathroom door. This is VOA News.